Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, brethren, in Yahushua HaMashiach. Greetings in Yahushua's name. I pray that you have had a blessed week. I pray that you are having a peaceful Sabbath. May Yah continue to pour out his blessings upon you. May his glory radiate through you in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach. I pray that Yah's divine presence fill you afresh and surround you in greater measure in the mighty name of Yahushua. Father, we give you praise and glory for this new week. Thank you for another Shabbat. Thank you, Lord, for the blessings of observing your Sabbath. Father, we thank you for the gift of life. We don't take it for granted. The gift to breathe oxygen naturally. Father, we don't take it for granted. We give you praise and glory and honor for sustaining us, for giving us good health, Lord. Maribo Shanda. Father, we give you praise and glory and honor for sustaining us, for providing our needs according to your riches and glory. Father, we have sinned against you in our words, in our thoughts, in our deeds. We ask that you have mercy upon us according to your steadfast love. According to your abundant mercy, let the mighty blood of Yahushua HaMashiach wash us and make us whole again in the mighty name of Yahushua. Have your way in our lives, O Yah. Have your way, O Yah. Blessed be your holy name. Be thou exalted, mighty God. Be thou exalted, O Most High God. We bow before you, Almighty God, and we give you glory and honor. We prostrate before you, Mighty God, and we declare that only you are the true God in the entire world. Blessed be your holy name, Mighty God. Thank you, Lord. Father, we give you thanks and praise. We give you thanks and praise. Lord, without you, we are nothing. Without you, we cannot do anything. We thank you for your mercies that are new every morning. We thank you because you never leave us nor forsake us, O Yah. Blessed be your holy name, Mighty God. Thank you so much, Lord, for your steadfast love that endures forever. We thank you, Mighty God, because you send your angels to lift us up, and we don't hurt our feet against a stone. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for another Shabbat. Father, let your peace reign. Let your peace rule in our hearts and minds. Father, help us to understand the word, your word. Give us revelation, Lord. We thank you for this day. This is the last day of the month of Adar. We thank you, Lord, because we are transitioning from sweetness to miracles. We pray that, Father, even as we transition from the month of sweetness to the month of miracles, that, Father, your sweetness will continue to be evident in our lives in the name of Yahushua. Let your sweetness be made abundant in our lives in the name of Yahushua. And even as we go into the month of miracles, Father, we pray that you continue to bless us with your sweetness and with miracles beyond our understanding, Lord. We pray that you cause us to be swift like Naphtali. We pray that you cause us to be persistent in wrestling with you in prayer. Oh, Father, we pray that you strengthen us, Lord, for we are getting into a season that is unusual, a season that we have no understanding of, Lord. We pray that as you deliver the children of Israel from bondage and from many other wars, from the Egyptians, Lord, we pray that you do the same for us, Lord, in this time. We pray that, Father, you shield us with your presence like a rock. You hide us, Lord. Father, we trust in you. We put our trust in you. We look unto you, Lord. There is nowhere else our help can come from, Lord. Only you, only you, only you, Lord. In the name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Blessed be your holy name, Abba Yahweh, Yahushua and Shekinah glory. In Yahushua's name we have prayed all this. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Blessed be the name of the Lord Most High. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Let us read Deuteronomy chapter 6. From verse 4 to verse 9. Yes, verse 4 to verse 9. So Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4 to 9. I'm reading from the Tree of Life version. Tree of Life version. All right, the title is Shema Israel Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad, which means in English, that's Hebrew, it means listen Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one. Hallelujah. Amen in Yahushua's name. We are to make this declaration every single day, twice a day. In the morning, as soon as you wake up, before you even put your feet on the ground, and also in the night as we go to bed. It's a very important reminder that we only serve the true God, the one true God who made heaven and earth. Hallelujah. Amen. All right, verse 49. Hear, O Israel, the Lord Yahweh, our God, the Lord Yahweh is one. Love Yahweh, your God, with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These words which I am commanding you today are to be on your hearts. You are to teach them diligently to your children and to speak of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. Bind them as a sign on your hand. They are to be as frontlets between your eyes. And write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. The secret to understanding the seal of Yah and the mark of the beast is hidden in these scriptures. I'm not going to go into that now, but I just thought I should point that out. Hallelujah. All right, moving on. We're moving on to Genesis chapter 2, verse 1 to 3. Shabbat for rest. So the heavens and the earth were completed along with their entire array. Elohim completed on the seventh day his work that he made, and he ceased on the seventh day from all his work that he made. Then Elohim blessed the seventh day and sanctified it. For on it he ceased from all his work that Elohim created for the purpose of preparing. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Moving on now, we also read Exodus chapter 20, verse 8 to 11. It says, Remember Yom Shabbat. Yom means day and Shabbat means Sabbath. Remember the day of the Sabbath, Yom Shabbat, to keep it holy. Holy means to set it apart. You are to work 6 days and do all your work. But the seventh day is a Shabbat to Yahweh, your Elohim, your God. In it, you shall do no work. You shall not do any work, not you, nor your son, nor your daughter, your male servant, your female servant, your cattle, nor the outsider that is within your gates. For in 6 days Yahweh made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested on the seventh day. Thus Yahweh blessed Yom Shabbat and made it holy. Amen. Amen. So, just like he set apart people and he said he's making them set apart for himself, he also set apart a day for us to worship him in a special way. This day, the Sabbath, Friday sunset to Saturday sunset, is a very special appointment with him. We are not to take it for granted, because there are many blessings in observing it. It is counted to us as righteousness. You know, obedience to Yah says that because Abraham always obeyed him, it was counted to him as righteousness. In the same way, our obedience gives us points in the heavens. Of course, our righteousness is like filthy rags. We can only have the righteousness of Yahushua, who has gone ahead and, you know, carried our sorrows, carried our grief, carried our sins upon himself and died for us on the cross. So when we give our lives to him, when we accept the gift of salvation and be washed by the blood of Yahushua, we are given his righteousness. We are given a measure of his righteousness as a foundation for us to build on. Now we build onto this righteousness by being holy as God is holy. He has already told us in his word how to be holy. It is written all over the place in the Old Testament, in the New Testament. And it's, you know, various commandments that he wants us to fulfill, which are a sign of our love to him and our love to our neighbors. That's just a summary. So Shabbat is a very special appointment with Yah, and those who take time to observe it are highly blessed and favored. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So now we are going to read Psalm 92, which is a Sabbath psalm. Hallelujah. Psalm 92 is a Shabbat psalm. The title is, It is Good to Praise, in this version of the Bible. Now verse 1. A psalm, a song for the Shabbat. It is good to praise Yahweh and to make music to your name, Elyon. To declare your love in the morning and your faithfulness at night. With a 10-string harp, with resounding music on the lyre. For you made me glad, Yahweh, by your deeds. I sing for joy at the works of your hands. How great are your works, Yahweh! How profound are your thoughts! A brutish man does not know, nor does a fool understand. Though the wicked spring up like grass and all evildoers flourish, it is only to be ruined forever. But you, Yahweh, are exalted forever. For behold your enemies, Yahweh, behold your enemies perish. All evildoers are scattered, but you exalted my horn like that of a wild ox. Horn means strength. You exalted my horn like that of a wild ox. I am anointed with fresh oil. My eye can gaze on those lying in wait for me. My ears hear about evildoers rising up against me. The righteous will flourish like a palm tree. He will grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Planted in the house of Yahweh, he will grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Planted in the house of Yahweh, they will flourish in the courts of our God. They will still yield fruit in old age. They will be full of sap and freshness. They declare, Adonai Yahweh is upright, my rock. There is no injustice in him. Amen. Amen. Amen in Yahushua's name. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Yah. Thank you, Yah. We give you praise. Thank you for making us to flourish like a palm tree and like a cedar in Lebanon. Hallelujah. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Most High God. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to stop here for this audio. But just before I stop, I would like to point out something that Yah has made me understand in the last couple of weeks as we have been reading about the tabernacle of Moses. You know that as we read about the tabernacle of Moses, we are also meant to read about the temple of Solomon because the two are related. Obviously, one is bigger than the other, but they are related. Now, the one thing that stands out for me so much every time I read, the righteous will flourish like a palm tree. He will grow like a cedar in Lebanon, planted in the house of Yahweh. They will flourish in the courts of our God. This scripture is deep. I'm trying my best to keep this audio short, so I can't go into all the details, but I just want you to know something interesting. When Yah was giving instructions for the Temple of Solomon to be built, he asked that the Holy of Holies be engraved with palm trees in gold. So when they are talking about planted in the house of Yahweh, they will flourish there. So Yah is trying to say that, he's trying to point us to the fact that there are palm trees in his temple, in his Holy of Holies, and is trying to say that if we endeavor to live a holy life, thereby that being counted to us as righteousness, we will be called the righteous and we will be planted in his house. And as a result, we will flourish. So we'll be planted in his house like a palm tree. And like a cedar in Lebanon, in his spiritual temple. Remember that the temple and the tabernacle are copies of what is in heaven. So they first existed in heaven, and then Yah decided that they should be built on earth as well, as a connection between heaven and earth. So he is trying to say that when we live a holy life, we flourish. Sorry, we grow like the trees that are in his house, that are planted in his house, and we also flourish. So we don't wither, we flourish. We've always produced fruit in due season, as someone says. Hallelujah. And no matter how old we are, it never shows. Yah continually renews us and it makes us look beautiful, and we are still able to produce fruit like Sarah did. Sarah, at her old age of 90, she was able to produce Isaac. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So may Yah continue to bless you with his peace, with his love, with his joy. May you continue to flourish like a palm tree and grow like a cedar in Lebanon. May you flourish in the courts of our Yah. May you yield fruit in old age, and may you be full of sap and freshness in Yahushua's name. May the sweetness and swiftness of Yah fill you to overflowing. May he fill you with his beautiful fragrance, for he is the rose of Sharon, in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Amen. Amen. Shabbat shalom, brethren. Shabbat shalom.